Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Go and get your water. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come today thanking you for this day, thanking you for the opportunity that you have given us, that we can think, that we can breathe, that we can taste and we can smell, we can see, God. We thank you. We thank you for allowing us to have our limbs, our arms, where we can move our hands, we can move our legs. Thank you, God. Thanking you for allowing us to have a voice where we can speak and we can ears where we can listen and we can hear. Thank you, God. Thank you for your many blessings that you shower upon us. So often we take for granted, God, but we realize we have to come to a place where we realize that if it had not been for you on our side, where would we be? Where would we be, God? We thank you for Jesus. We know that he went to that cross, oh God, out of obedience to you, oh God. And we just want to thank him. Thank Jesus for being obedient to his Father. Oh, we are just grateful right now, God. As we humbly thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. We humbly give homage to you right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 we thank you. We know that the world has so much going on right now, God. So much is going on. Oh, God, we know this. And we know that you know, God, because there's nothing that's going on, oh, God, that you didn't know beforehand. You said that there's nothing new under the sun, that nothing is happening that you didn't know ahead of time. You knew it would happen. Yes. So we just want to say thank you, God. Thank you for your keeping power, because you keep us while we go through. Whatever it is we're in, God, you're keeping us. You're with us. And we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. And we say amen. Amen to the mighty Son of God. Yeah. Thank you. We say hallelujah. Oh, I'm rejoicing. I'm rejoicing. I'm rejoicing. Yes, it's good to know him. It's good to have a relationship with him. It's good to be able to call on him when you need him. It's good. It's good to listen to him when he speaks to you. It's good. Glory to God. I don't know how people can survive without Jesus. I don't know how they could survive without the Holy Spirit. I don't understand. I have no idea how they can survive without listening to what the Holy Spirit has to say. When it says go left and you want to go right. When he says stand still and he says be quiet and you want to talk. But he knows. Oh, glory to God. He knows what's best. Can I get a witness on that? He knows. Glory to God. You know, we have kids who think they know everything. Some of us were those kids at one time. We thought we knew it all. We didn't need nobody to tell us nothing. Hey, but there's someone bigger. There's someone greater. There's someone more powerful than all of us who is knowing and unknowing more than any of us. He is the creator of heaven and earth. He blew breath into us, and we became living souls. Yes.
Oh, glory to God. Glory to God.
He knows it all. Mm-hmm. He knows the beginning. He knows the end. He knows time. Oh, glory to God. Mm. His time is not our time. Thoughts are not our thoughts. Glory to God. Well, we know we have been just talking about our word really is fear. That's what we've been talking about. Fear, being fearful. Yes. And we know many times we live in a world where we are fearful. Fearful of many things. Mm-hmm. We see it, we hear it. And some of us just may be experiencing that themselves. Being fearful. Really being fearful of the unknown. Mm-hmm. Fear. This adjective has been around for a very long time. The only thing is Satan knows that his time is coming closer and closer to an end. And he, Satan, fire up on fear. He's turned the oven up on fear. Now, we see how this evil spirit is moving. It's moving over the nations, over the world, to the young and to the old, to everyone who allows it, I said allow, to fully control. You have to allow. God has given you everything you need. Everything you need, he has given it to you. Yeah. You don't have to say, I'm going to ask God for something. He even gave it to you. Pick up your word. Pick up your word. Huh? We see fear affecting the lives of many people. Mm-hmm. Many people fear to gain weight. I just remember the other day, I knew this lady had this anorexia. I knew this what this was when I was coming out the door and she was coming. I knew it. And it was so tempting to me to want to stop and just say something. Just say something, just to start a conversation. Because I recognized this spirit that was plaguing her, that had come and captivated her. She was enslaved. She was captured in this body. Did you hear what I said? I could see it. Many people are fear of just being inside. Some are fearful to be outside. Huh? Some are fearful of the sun. Some are fearful of night. Oh, there's so many fears that are actually going on that is plaguing all of God's people. Somewhere, there's a little fear somewhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the big fear that I see and I hear of it so often is the fear of failure. Are you listening to me? To fail. Just recently, an executive, he jumped out of the window in New York. He jumped out of the window to his death because a bankruptcy, a failure in the business. Failure does not mean that you don't have another horizon. It doesn't mean that this is the end. Failure could be turned around and it could be a new beginning because you learn from failing. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Fear. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, and it says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the Lord has given us power. Now, if he gave this to us, the thing is, will you use what he gave you? Because, see, he has given you everything you need. Do you desire to use it? Do you desire to fight for what is rightfully yours. Come on now. Stay with me. Stay with me. Fear. Fear of death. Fear of dying. I remember someone that was fearful. They didn't want to go to sleep. They were sick. Uh-huh. They were sick, and they knew that they could have been sick unto death. And they did not want to sleep. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, we come and go, and we go to church, and we do all the wonderful things that God has actually allowed us to do. But there are people that are around us right in the communities that are living in petrified, in fear. Yes, petrified. Let's turn to Luke chapter 1. And in Luke chapter 1, verse 26, I'm just going to talk about it real quick. But my primary focus is on verse 30. Luke chapter 1. I'm saying that to you, and I need to go. Luke chapter 1. I'm going to peep here myself. Luke chapter 1. And I said 26, and it says, in the sixth month. Yeah, we're talking about the angel of Gabriel and how the angel of Gabriel had come to Nazareth. And he had come to Nazareth because he needed to speak to a female. And just so happened her name was Mary. Mary, the mother of Jesus. Yeah. But when the angel appeared to Mary, she wasn't the mother of Jesus yet. But the angel knew that she was. But the key focus on this particular story is verse 30, because verse 30 shows us that the angel said to her, don't be afraid. And you know, when you read that, and you say, he said, don't be afraid, Mary. And you immediately say, well, why would Mary be afraid? Well, how often it is that you see an angel? How often does an angel appear to you? Does the angel appear to you every day? No, an angel does not. So it was very natural for Gabriel to state for her not to be intimidated, for her not to be frightened, because it was an angel. And think about an angel of the Lord, an angel of the Lord appearing before you, and they haven't said anything, and you're in this this amazement. You're so surprised. You're overwhelmed. But the angel speaks these kind, gentle words. Think about that, and tells you not to be afraid. Glory to God, huh? Yeah, those were the words. Because Mary was afraid. Because it wasn't like she see an angel every day. And so often we are like that. We are frightened when we see something that's different to us, or it's unaware, or we're not sure what it is, or something may have happened and we can't see, or we're looking around trying to find out where it is. So we have this fear that comes up, and it comes up instantly, immediately. It doesn't delay. Yeah. Fear is always standing right there waiting to come in. But thanks be to God. That he can come with the Holy Spirit and reassure us that we don't have to be afraid. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Turn to Numbers chapter 13. Numbers chapter 13. And we see here Moses. he had sent out the scouts. Yeah. What was going on was Moses was supposed to be capturing the land of Canaan. And in the process of capturing the land of Canaan, what they would always do is they would go into a place like as spies, and they would go and search it and see and look and see what's in there. If it's worth going to get, even though, mind you, that God usually be then said for them to go in and take it, they still send the spies in. And when they would send the spies in, they would go in and they would look around to see exactly what was there, so they could come back and report to the leader what they saw, where was that. A lot of times location is everything. Think about that. Yeah, location. So here we see in this, there were 12 tribes. And the 12 tribes had to send someone as a spy in to look around, do a lot of research, and see what was actually in Canaan. And so this took 40 days. And I was reading that, and I would say, wow, that's a long time to go. But, you know, see, you just looking at it like in your little community. But when you think about the land that was in those days, the mountains, the prairies, and the hills, and things that were valleys, it was just a lot. It could take 40 days. They didn't have a car. Think about that now. They were on foot. When you start looking at these lessons, you start saying, wow, why would it take 40 days? It shouldn't take that long. Hey, you get in a car, and you ride to where you have to go, or you catch a bus, catch a subway, whatever. They didn't have that. Everything was by foot. And sometimes they had their beasts that didn't go fast. To me, didn't go fast either. So, 40 days. This was the time that they took. Yes. 40 days. So the positive side was this. The positive side was there was milk and there was honey and there were fruits. It was plentiful. It was loaded down. Huge, huge, huge amounts of fruit. And honey and vegetables and fruits. The negative side was this. Remember, there's always a negative side. The negative side was there were folks that were big, they were powerful, and they were giants. They weren't little tiny people. They were huge, huge, big, huge, oversized people. Yeah, they were giants. And they were fortified. So that means they were strong. They were resilient. Think about that. That was the negative side. Of course, the negative side is going to come out. Yeah, so these were five different nations that were all in this particular region. So verse 30 says, Canaan, he tried to quiet the people as they stood before Moses. They were explaining to him what they had witnessed. Now, remember, this was of 12 tribes. Could have been two from each tribe. Yeah. So Caleb said, let's go at once and take the land because we can certainly conquer it. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Fear came first. Fear is always present. Fear says there were giants. They were too big. They will overtake us. They're too fortified, meaning they're too healthy. They probably lift weights early in the morning, you know, this type of thing. This is what he was saying. They were saying all this to Moses. But Caleb came back. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Verse 31 says, but the but is the conjunction. And it shows us how doubt can slip in. Uh-huh. Doubt. But others can disagree. But we can't go. We can't do it. We're not powerful enough. We don't have the ability. They are too strong. We can't. We are afraid. Think about that. Many times, have you allowed others, others to come in and throw fear, just throw that fear out at you? Where that fear would actually stop whatever progress that you were getting ready to make because you sit and you listen to what they were saying? Fear. Think about that. But if you had not listened to the fear, just maybe you would have had progress into whatever area that God was leading you to go into. But you took time to what? Listen to fear. Yes. And at some point you need to realize that in Philippians 4 and 13, it says that I can do what? All things through Christ who strengthens me. And you see, these are scriptures. This is just one scripture that I'm pulling out that should be very close to your hand. Very close. When fear comes, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I trust God. You have to get to a place where you're beginning to speak to yourself. You got to encourage yourself. Did you hear what I said? You got to remind you, hey, that God has not given me the spirit of fear, but he's given me power, and that I can do it. Whatever it is, I can do it in Christ. Many times we see children who are fearful. I can remember one student saying to me that one night as they were sleeping, they woke up and suddenly there was an angel. It was just a big old white figure. It was just white, and it was a lot of light. And they said that they were so scared when they saw this, they pulled the cover over their head because they were scared, and they was hoping that whatever it was would leave. Fear. It comes and it attacks us. Now, who's to say that was God? Or who's to say, well, really what that was? But fear had overcome and overshadowed the person. So they didn't take time to even find out what it was. They immediately went into fear, went into protection and covered their head and hope and prayed and asked God to make it go away. Think about that. Yeah. Now today we see a couple of these. We see a couple of persecutions that are actually taking place, even today. Not to the point of limiting yourself from certain things. You know, you can be fearful, but you need to know what to be fearful about. We are supposed to fear God. And you say, well, how do I fear God, but then I have a relationship with him? You fear him, you give him reverence. You fear him knowing that if he give you the Ten Commandments, the commandments are for you to follow. That's the fear. That's the reverence. The same reverence that you as a parent have respected or requested your kid to fear from you, think about that, or that you felt from your parents. You knew that what they said they meant, and that later on when you grew up, you realized when they said it, it was for your benefit. Come on now. Yeah. Giving reverence to an almighty God. Matthew 14 and 28. We see that Jesus was feeding the multitude. He was feeding the multitude on a hill. And it says that here that after he had fed the multitude, that he had put some of the disciples into a boat. Peter was one of them who was in a boat. Jesus had went on into the hills where he could pray and be quiet. That's another lesson right there, because a lot of times we don't take time to pray and be quiet. But here we see Jesus is doing just that. Yeah, this is in Matthew chapter 28. And here we see Peter. Peter. He was in the boat. Yeah. And when, by him being in the boat, he had been in the boat for a while, and it became night, and it was becoming between, we would call it the wee-wee hour. That's what we used to call it, the wee-wee hours of the night. The wee-wee hours were really between 1 o'clock and 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. Those are the wee-wee hours. Yeah. Those when people are really, 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 really sleeping. You really sleep in the wee-wee hours. Anybody know what I'm talking about? But anyway, here we see that Jesus appears to them. Mm-hmm. He appears to them. He appears to Peter. And so when Peter saw this, he saw, this, like I said, this child saw a white figure, a white shadow. And he thought it was a ghost. Okay? Now listen to this. So Peter became frightened. Frightened. Look at verse 30. And he became frightened. And he began to say what? Lord, Jesus. Is that you? Or is that a ghost? And now, you know, when I was reading this and I was saying, wow, he, talking to the ghost, if it is a ghost, he's not that fearful where he don't feel like he could talk to it. But he's asking it, is that you, Jesus? Is that a ghost? Or is that you? Out of fear, when you're fighting, a lot of things that come out, that you really don't take time to realize what you're saying. Think about that. So here we see Jesus said that he acknowledged that it was him. Mm-hmm. So here Peter sees Jesus. He was walking on the water. And so Peter, who was always courageous, he wanted to know if he could do that. So he said, Jesus, call me. And I was, when I was reading this, I was saying to myself, maybe he felt Jesus had some huge power that could make him just come on the water and he could just stay up, or some kind of bond where he could just float. But he asked him to bid him to come. And Jesus did that. And so as Peter was attempting to walk on the water, what do you think happened? Remember, you know the scripture that said every time I try to do good, what? Evil is ever present. Evil is present. Evil is present even when you're trying to use the faith that God has given you. Evil is present. So we have to be prepared every day. The wind came, a strong wind, and Peter began to sink. Why? Because he took his eyes off of what? He took his eyes off of Jesus. And when he took his eyes off of Jesus, fear instantly came. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Master, we thank you for this word. We ask you right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you show us, oh God, how to remove fear from our lives, how we can walk by faith and not by sight. How we should use our scriptures. Yes, knowing that God has given us power. He has not given us the spirit of fear. So we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to enable us to use your word. In Jesus' name we pray. And we just say amen. Amen to all listeners. And we look forward to having you back here with us on next Friday. And, of course, on Sunday with God's Favorite Ministries. Yes. And on Saturday, Sister Sadie is on for 1 hour from 7 to 8 o'clock. She has children on. You'll be so delighted to hear. If you like children, to hear kids do anything in church or in the service or just praising God or singing, you would enjoy her service. So, again, we look forward to having you back with us on next Friday. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but he has given you power. Use it.